Before this discovery, how many moorpark owls were actually still out there in the wild in terms of estimation?
Yeah, it's a bit of a mystery on Norfolk Island. There's been a little bit of a gap in monitoring, and our understanding recently is there's somewhere between 25 and 40 moorpark owls left on Norfolk Island.
So in terms of this latest discovery, that's quite a significant boon, I would think, for the whole species.
Yeah, it's super exciting because up until the mid-2000s, they were being monitored fairly intensively, and we detected the last breeding of this moorpark owl in 2011. So we've nearly gone 10 years without any evidence of breeding. And so our concern was that the population, even though there's sort of, 25 to 40 birds left, is aging, and opportunities to produce new chicks are sort of dwindling as the years tick by.
Apart from the observations you mentioned there, have there been kind of conservation programs running for the moorpark owl?
Yeah, the owl has a remarkable story, probably one of the most amazing stories of threatened species conservation in Australia. Back in 1986, the species was down to a single female. So there was one female left on Norfolk Island, and that's following quite intensive survey. And so a rescue effort was mounted, and a very similar form on New Zealand, the New Zealand moorpark, was found, and they introduced two males from New Zealand to do their best to save both a representative moorpark on Norfolk Island, but also save some of the genes that were present in that female. In 1989, they successfully bred.
Doesn't sound like too bad of a life for the two owls that were introduced.
Yeah, not too bad. One of the males disappeared pretty quickly, so we don't know what happened to him. But the other one went on to breed and breed multiple times. And so as far as we know, the entire population on Norfolk Island is now descended from that pair. The female was called Miamati, and the male was Tintilla. A named pair of owls were the origins of the entire population.
So these most recent of them, as you say, we've been observing these ones for years without sort of seeing this kind of progress. I mean, what sort of, how did lightning finally strike? What finally sort of went right?
Yeah, so we were sufficiently worried about them that there was a workshop that was essentially a crisis workshop held with Parks Australia, Norfolk Island National Parks, and a bunch of experts in this space on Norfolk Island last year. And that kicked off a more intensive research, monitoring, and conservation phase that started in spring. And so we had a couple of people out on the island for nearly 3 months, Nick Bradsworth and Flossie Spearing. And they worked incredibly hard at night, basically shifted their work hours entirely to night, and were both surveying the owls, monitoring them. We radio tracked a small number of birds, so five different birds had radio transmitters on them or GPS trackers on them. And as part of that monitoring, we found a pair that were utilising a nest box, and so they managed to monitor them right from sort of egg-laying stage all the way through to the successful fledging, so the chicks left the nest and started moving down the gully over a few weeks, and that bit's the really exciting bit, the bit where the chicks left the nest. These birds are nesting in nest boxes, so we're, even though the monitoring really kicked in this year, we're still quite confident that there hasn't been birds nesting in nest boxes between 2011 and now. So, there is a real gap, even though we've stepped up our efforts considerably recently.
I think just a couple of weeks ago, I was reading an article regarding the discovery of land snails that were believed extinct on Norfolk Island being rediscovered again. Look, obviously, there's the same threats as anywhere in terms of deforestation and introduced species to the island. For the biodiversity of the island as a whole, how significant is the sort of reemergence, I guess, of these owl chicks, and just how sort of tenuous is the biodiversity as it would have originally stood on Norfolk Island?
Yeah, so the island biodiversity is generally quite unique. Often it's represented by very long periods of isolation. And so the fauna and the flora that develop there are often very different to mainland systems. And that's true of Norfolk Island in that it had a whole host of novel species, everything from snails and invertebrates such as giant centipedes through to the birds we're talking about. And then because they're so isolated, they're also often very susceptible to some of the the influences that you just mentioned, so deforestation, but particularly invasive species. So often they have zero experience as a population and species with things like rodents, and so rodent predation of nests and eggs and things is can be very high and very detrimental to species. It's really important to protect this biodiversity because of its uniqueness. And certainly, these places fall under Australia's watch because they're Australian territories. So the onus is on us to do our best to conserve them.
Well, it is some terrific news. It is always some good news, I think, to hear about these kinds of things. Rohan, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.
Pleasure. Thanks very much.